This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News, I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. Conservative MPs, lobby groups and religious groups converged on Parliament House last week for an extremely vocal and controversial anti-gay marriage rally. Some of the opinions aired at the event range from the bizarre to the offensive, including these comments from two representatives of the Dads for Kids Fatherhood Foundation in response to Penny Wong's recent baby announcement.
But where are the tears for the child who will grow up without her father in the home?
Where are the tears for the fatherless children who medicate their father wound through self-destructive alcohol, drug, porn and sex addictions, and who will in many cases end up taking their own lives?
Outspoken Senators Barnaby Joyce and Bob Katter also addressed the rally, with Katter saying the push for gay marriage doesn't deserve to be taken seriously, and even implying that homosexuals have stolen the word gay.
I got a telephone call a couple of months back, and they said, "What's your position on gay marriage?" And I said, gay is one of the most beautiful words in the English language, and nobody has the right to take that word off us.
American conservative commentator Rebecca Hagelin also said that gay marriage would be a slippery slope to allowing marriage for pedophiles with children.
Many were outraged by the comments made at the rally and broadcast across the nation, with many prominent Australians denouncing the views expressed. Australian marriage equality spokesman Rodney Croom said offensive rhetoric like that of Mr. Katter and Ms. Hagelin had no place in debate on same-sex marriage. Condemnation of the rally came from across the spectrum of Australian politics, including from Conservative ex-Howard Minister Peter Reith, speaking to the ABC's The Drum.
Well, I thought it was just dreadful, and quite frankly, I don't think the ABC should have given those people the airplay.
Fairfax newspapers quoted a Queensland psychologist that the comments at the rally could be particularly damaging for the mental health of same-sex attracted youth.
A member of Bob Katter's newly formed Australia Party claims he's been dumped for questioning their policy on gay marriage. Jason Somerville told Channel 10 News he was dropped by the party after asking for a conscious vote on issues such as same-sex marriage and abortion.
Basically, you know, it's founded on Christian values, and that on votes such as same-sex that we would have to vote with the party, which is against it. I wasn't the type of person that he thought the party he wanted to have in the party.
The Australia Party's core values and principles assert that marriage should be between a man and a woman, ideally for life.
Nicole Fleming and Ben Gilmore have become Sydney's first openly gay ministers of a major Christian denomination. They both lead Uniting Church denominations. It was 8 years ago that the Uniting Church explicitly started allowing gay and lesbian ministers.
Two men facing trial in Cameroon for homosexuality offences were arrested for looking feminine, according to their lawyer. The lawyer, Alice Nicom, says her 19 and 20-year-old clients were accused of being gay because their hair was, quote, dressed like women. Homosexuality remains a criminal offence in Cameroon, with human rights campaigners saying the country has increasingly enforced the law in recent years.
And briefly in other news, a new poll has found that over half of Australia's Christians support same-sex marriage. 53% believe same-sex couples should be allowed to marry, while 41% were opposed. The only openly gay country singer Shirley Wright has married her girlfriend, Lauren Blitzer, in Connecticut. Wright tweeted a photo of the happy couple, both dressed in white gowns designed by Jose Diaz. And Melbourne's largest queer arts and cultural festival, Midsummer, is calling for artists and community groups to register to take part in 2012. Entries close September 19.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
After making the final of the Walker Cup, the Sydney Convicts Rugby Club are now getting ready for the Bingham Cup and Bowl in Manchester by holding their annual Trivia Night fundraiser. The night promises to provide fierce competition and entertainment. And queer Collingwood supporters group, the Pink Magpies, are making a comeback after a six-year break. The group's return was sparked by a chance meeting with Pies president Eddie Maguire at a training session last year. The Pink Pies are still proudly the only official gay-friendly supporters group in the AFL.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the studios of Joy in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.